Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 157, or Year 4, Week 1, with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 25th of February 2024. Everyone, as well as being the first programme of a new year, we are also celebrating Sheila Bain's birthday. So we will begin with Riverside Jig, which is either an 8x32 by L.P. Shearer in 1987 and published in Sterling Branch 60th Anniversary book, or a two-couple Cayley dance. But either way, we are dancing to Alan Crookston's Cayley Band from his Note Again CD. Thank you. was the Alan Crookston Cayley Band, and the first tune was The Dandy Dancer by Jim Johnston. And more dandy dancers, this time demo dandy dancers, which is the 4x32 bar reel which Sheila wrote during lockdown for inclusion in Friday Fun Night at the Stagger Inn. Two chords, ones and fours set and cast in a place, then dance right hands across. With non-partner in promenade hold, right shoulder reels of three across at top and bottom. Then ones and fours half figure of eight through the nearest end and turn 1.5 times on the sides to change places. Eight hands round and back. Take it away, Ewan. Dandy Dancers is by Ewan, MacArthur's Road by David Richardson, Miss Jane of Violet Bank by Max Houlston, and Dunaskin Glen by Ian Muir of Prestwick. Most of the dances today would appear on a My Top 20 Dances if I had to draw it up. Our first Strathspey is the John Drury classic The Moray Rant, 3x48 beginning with Inveran reels and remembering to turn out through the sides every time. There are several excellent recordings, but many include tunes better associated with other dances. So today we'll hear Colin Dewar's version from his 1999 CD Special Requests 4. Thank you. lead tune for the Murray Rant is Ta Gair Ye Loop by Drummond Cook, and the other two tunes Colin chose were Bill Reid and Thames Bridge by unknown composers. Now my favourite jig by my favourite band. The Checkered Court by Duncan Brown was published by the RSCDS in Book 42 for the 70th St Andrews Summer School, and Marian Anderson's band made their only RSCDS recording. Sadly, it has long been out of stock, so if you have it, treasure it. Once cross, cast and dance half figures of eight to face first corners. Pass and turn with first corners, twiddle about to face fourth corners, pass and turn with them, and finish facing own sides for double triangles. Face own sides for right shoulder reels of three across, and cross back to second place. lead tune for the Chequered Court is Lady Charlotte Murray's favourite jig by Neil Gow. Then Marion and her band played Ronald Ridley's compliments to Colin Dewar, Coldingham by Muriel Johnston, and Margaret and Jim Dewar by Colin Dewar. As you all know, I like a medley, and my favourite medley at the moment is Silver Roses, written by Ken Martlew for Jane and Brian Rose's Silver Wedding. It is a 40-bar square set, twice in Strathspey time and twice in real time. It was published in the Burke Hampstead Diamond Collection, for which Sandy Nixon and his band recorded the CD. As well as devising the dance, Ken Martlew composed two tunes, Silver Roses Strathspey, which was followed by Wilma Brown Strathspey, and Silver Roses Reel, which Sandy followed with his own tune, Andrew Davidson's Reel. Given this is the first programme of a new year for me, I thought we'd have the appropriately named New Year Jig, a nice simple dance to get everyone up and moving, Ian Muir and his band recorded the CD for RSCDS Book 51. The dance was devised by Maureen Robson of Upper Hutt, New Zealand, in 1995, and the lead tune is Maureen Robson's Jig by Peter Elms. Then we heard Maureen's Jig by Fergie MacDonald, Jig for Judy by Graham Mitchell, and Rate Castle by Ian Hardy. Now to probably my favourite Strathspey, The Flower of the Quern, devised by John Drury in 1977, which was the year I moved to Peterborough, and I danced it 3 or 4 years later when I went back to Worcestershire for a dance. I wrote down the instructions whilst there, no mini-crib or internet in those days, and then taught it at Stamford, where it became a firm favourite. And many years later, someone credited me with having written it. There are 5 different recordings, and I nearly always use this one by Gordon Shand and his band from 1997. Flower of the Quern is a James Scott Skinner tune, so it is no surprise that Gordon followed that by 2 more, L'Etoile Grande Luthière and Sorana, with the last tune being The Faraway Grandchild by Dagger Gordon. I've chosen this next reel for several reasons. The first time I danced it was at a party in Aberdeen with Sheila and Billy in the same set. So they kept me straight, or rather kept me birling from one person to the next. We've Nay Electric is by Gary Cool, and next weekend I'll be in Harrogate for 3 nights with Gary and Robert Whitehead. So this will get me in the mood. Also, this is a Kraken's Dance from Colin Dewar on the Banffshire 75th CD, I the Best for Banffshire. Kraken's is by Graham Mitchell, George Aitchison by Bill Black, Ard's Farewell to Delft by Alistair Hunter, The Doonbank Reel by Ian Muir, and Bob Comrie the Henman by Colin Dewar on his recording for We've Nay Electric. Now, one of the few dances by me which has a video, and I am indebted to Patrick from Belfast for masterminding this, and also the seven dancers who joined him on the floor, and Marion, Max and Izzy for playing for the recording session at Langston Cliff Hotel, Dawlish Warren, in September 2021. The Leather Band was written for Marion and Max, recognising their holidays and trips by motorbike. The dance is in jig time and has the targe in, a nice movement not that often used. Thank you. That was the recording from the video, and I've no idea of the tunes except Daisy Daisy, which I had requested. We haven't had our 8-time Strathspey yet, and I wouldn't normally have one as the penultimate dance on a programme, but it didn't really fit in earlier. I have half a dozen or so favoured, rather than favourite, 8-time Strathspeys, and today, as I thought we were looking forward in a new year, we'd look as far as June, with Midsummer Common. Wonderful recording by Jim Lindsay and a lovely Strathspey poussette. Thank you. Tom and Lindsay Ibbotson of Cambridge, where Midsummer Common is, wrote the dance, and Lindsay wrote the lead tune, Riding Through the Dark. The dance was published in RSCDS Book 49, and Jim Lindsay chose two Muriel Johnston tunes to follow, Smail Ome Tower and Elaine Wallace Brunken, and the last tune is Crail by an unknown composer. I think this sort of time each year I allow myself the indulgence of my theme tune in its entirety. J.B. Milne is my all-time favourite reel, going back over 50 years now, and this recording by Fiddlesticks and Ivory has so much energy in it, you feel as if you could keep dancing forever. J.B. Milne was written by Angus Fitchett for John Bannerman Milne, the cinema owner who, Angus said, gave him his first playing job. On this recording, it is spliced with Patchwork Polka by Ian Peterson and Westwood Reel by Bill Skioch. After that, what to play out with? I decided we needed something calming and traditionally Scottish. The Star Accordion Band are playing Westering Home, Sky Boat Song and Rothsay Bay. Hope you had a good birthday, Sheila, and hope to see you in Harrogate. Hope you've all enjoyed this dance. Thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH. And next week, well, maybe dances from the Harrogate programmes. Or with a Welsh connection for St David's. Or something else altogether. Bye!